It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A day of reckoning is coming for Dubai. Dubai World, the huge development company owned by the government, rattled world markets last week when it said it wouldn't be able to meet its huge debt payments on time. Many investors thought that the United Arab Emirates, which Dubai is part of, would cover any bad debts. But when officials said they were not obligated to pay those debts, it shattered many assumptions about money lending in the Middle East. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Dubai.
This nondescript bit of windblown desert along the Dubai-Abu Dhabi highway is as good a place as any to highlight Dubai World's problems. This is where Dubai World's real estate arm, Nakheel, promised to build the Dubai Waterfront, a brand new city big enough for 1.5 million people, effectively doubling Dubai's population, if it's ever built, which people here are beginning to doubt. If it's not built, analysts say it will be one more multi-billion dollar albatross around Dubai World's neck.
December 2nd marked the anniversary of the creation of the United Arab Emirates, a federation of seven small sheikhdoms, and reminded the parade-watching crowds that a scant 38 years ago, no such place existed. From a sleepy Persian Gulf backwater dependent on pearl diving, Dubai exploded onto the world stage with an orgy of borrowing to finance projects that grew more outlandish with each passing year. The debt piled up with astonishing ease, in part because lenders assumed that the government-owned development companies like Dubai World could rely on public money, in particular neighboring Abu Dhabi's oil wealth, to meet their obligations. So when Dubai's finance minister said the government had no obligation to pay Dubai World's debts, international markets reacted as if they'd been sucker-punched. Andrew Critchlow, Middle East managing editor of Dow Jones Newswires, told Al Jazeera's English-language channel that creditors weren't impressed by Dubai World's claim that it simply wanted to delay a few payments.
I think that this is a default in everything but name. This has surprised the entire business community and no more than international banks.
Creditors holding some of Dubai World's debt have banded together and hired a law firm to represent them. But experts say their legal position in Dubai is weak. Analyst Raj Madha at EFG Hermes says creditors' traditional responses to a default are not attractive options given the bankruptcy laws here.
It takes a long time to have an insolvency over here, roughly around 3 years. The level of uncertainty for that length of time would be horrendous for really both sides. It's far more likely that they're all going to have to sit down at some point and negotiate some sort of settlement around the table.
So far, the talks are focusing largely on Dubai World's real estate arms, Nakheel and Limitless. But what about other projects and other quasi-government firms such as Dubai Holding? There are fears that the UAE is taking a piecemeal approach that will yield more unpleasant surprises down the road. In one sense, the banks that rushed to loan money to Dubai World have only themselves to blame, since the debt agreement said in black and white that there was no government obligation to step in. Most creditors assumed that the government would do just about anything to avoid a default because of the loss of confidence and damage to Dubai's image that would ensue. But Colin Foreman, Gulf Bureau Chief of the Economic News Service MEED, says it's becoming clear that this isn't a case of Dubai being unwilling to meet its obligations. It's unable to meet them, and that's what investors are worried about.
This is particularly interesting if you start looking at the broader region.
Foreman says a good deal of the Middle East economy has been driven by similar quasi-government companies enjoying favorable lending rates. He says these firms are building some of the most ambitious projects in the region.
Fantastic projects, but they've been built with money that's been borrowed from people that thought they were lending money to an organization that had government support. As we go forward, undoubtedly people will start questioning whether there's government support for other organizations in places like Abu Dhabi and Qatar.
Meanwhile, scrutiny of Dubai's government-backed companies is only intensifying. The ratings agency Standard & Poor's says it has reduced the ratings of six such companies, including relatively healthy firms like port operator DP World, to junk bond status. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Dubai.